Now, the reason that I mentioned the ductal is because, again, when you see these rare histological variants, you got to wonder whether there's something else going on. We then, prompted by this patient, went back and looked at 50 consecutive cases with ductal carcinoma. We have a pathologist called Jonathan Epstein who does all these weird, you know, secondary cases. And Jonathan had 50 cases in his archives with ductals, either in prostatectomy or needle biopsies. And we actually did a not whole exome, but targeted panel on these guys. And interesting result, once again, that 50% number keeps coming up. Half of these patients with ductal carcinoma of the prostate, most of which have Gleason scores of 9 or 10, had a DNA repair mutation. In this one, MMR was 14% and HRD was 31%. So again, weird clinical manifestation like pulmonary mets, that might enrich. And then weird histological variants like ductal, that might enrich. The last thing I wanted to say about this case is there's something else which is a hybrid, which is called intraductal carcinoma. So intraductal carcinoma does not arise in the ducts. It arises in the acini, but it spreads into the ducts. So the pathologist is able to say this is an acinar carcinoma with intraductal spread. It's also called intraductal carcinoma sometimes. So this was another study from Hopkins where we took 150 patients. These were all unselected. And we published this paper shortly after the New England Journal of Medicine paper looking at germline mutations. And this was the first 150 patients in my clinic after that Pritchard paper was published. And in his paper, it was 12%. In our hands, it was 14%. It's the same makeup, BRCA2 ATM, CHK2 and BRCA1. But when you look at the intraductal versus no intraductal, so if the patient had intraductal histology, which was the minority of them, there was a 40% chance that he had a germline mutation. 40%. In those that had no intraductal, it was pure acinar without any ductal and no intraductal, the prevalence was 9%. So this again suggests that another histological variant, intraductal carcinoma, might also enrich. In this case, it enriches for germline mutations. So there's all these clinical clues that we can use to increase our chances of finding an actionable mutation.